welcome everybody to the big call. Tonight is Thursday, August 22nd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks everybody out there in big call universe for tuning in yet again as we basically are on our way to finishing out the month of August, which is amazing to me and to everybody else. I know you're all shaking our heads. We've got our rally caps, though, on, Bob. And, you know, that's a good thing. If I had a cap on, it would probably be turned backwards. So let's do this. As ever, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue, which will be an amazing teaching, as she always brings us something really good Tuesdays and Thursday nights in the way of a teaching. So let's pray the call in. Here we go. Lord God, we just thank you that we are still here. We are ready and willing to receive the blessing that is still on its way to us. We thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. And even the tough times, Lord God, we know are there for our own edification, for our own well-being, and to teach us. So thank you for that. And Lord God, continue to heal, continue to bless your people, and we look forward to receiving this blessing immediatamente in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, Sue, it's that time again when the week is almost over for Bob and me, because we have a beautiful teaching coming, and we just appreciate that every time you give us a teaching, we can comment on it, and we all comment on it afterwards, and it's really hopefully edifying to the Big Call universe at large. So thank you for that, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce, and I think we're going to have some meaning and fun with this, because I've never seen a teaching that is as filled with light and as practical as what we're going to listen to right now.
Okay.
Planning and strategy. And I'm dedicating this, as always, to everything that matters, to the pod, J&K, to Papa Hano, and I'm going to add a little special someone to Jeffrey, if he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Planning and strategy. Planning and strategy is the next key that led to David's countless victories. Most believers think planning and strategy are carnal. They thus avoid these two things like a plague. We're hearing some ruffling in the background. I've always taught the people I come across that God gave us a mind for a reason. We're not supposed to bypass the mind God gave us all the time. We're supposed to use it. Many believers could have overcome their situations and problems if they had a blueprint to guide them. In my own life, I've realized when I invest time in planning, it becomes very easy to overcome and achieve the kind of results I want to achieve. However, when I spend little time in planning, it's mostly difficult to achieve that which I purpose to do. Proper planning leads to success, and the same thing with strategy. Planning tells you what to do. Strategy tells you how to do it. It's not enough to know what to do. You must also have a way to do it so that it will face the least resistance and have the highest likelihood to succeed. That is strategy in a nutshell. When Jesus was faced with the problem of feeding more than 5,000 people, there was an element of planning and strategy that led to his solution. He had to make the people sit in certain numbers in a prescribed order. Then he had to give the food to the disciples, who also gave it to the prescribed numbers, and they shared it. Imagine Jesus just multiplying the bread and asking everyone to come for it. The problem of hunger would not be solved, as there would be a stampede and other attendant problems. Jesus, in his own wisdom, understood the part planning and strategy played in overcoming difficult situations. Let's look at the story. He answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat?" He said unto them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in the ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. Mark 6:37-42. In the verse 40 of this chapter, you can see that the people sat in ranks of hundreds and fifties. This made solving the problem far easier, else it would have escalated into something almost impossible to solve. Don't complicate a simple problem because of a lack of planning and strategy. David used plans and strategy. Before David faced Goliath, he had a plan to defeat Goliath. His plan was to make sure he defeated Goliath without coming into close contact with him. His strategy was then to use a sling and stones. With these two in mind, he set out to fight Goliath. He was stopped on his way to fight Goliath and given his sword as well as the uniform of the army. He rejected these because they didn't favor his strategy. He wanted to be far from Goliath so that he could render the strength and the sword skills of Goliath useless. For that reason, David had to be light so he could move about freely. The army dress and the sword were an extra weight he could not afford to carry. They were against his strategy. Had it not been for his strategy, he would have been killed in battle. David put planning and strategy in place to defeat Goliath. Everyone was going to fight Goliath with a sword. David spent time planning and strategizing, therefore knew better. He took a sling and a stone. When normal practice takes a sword, planning and strategy comes with a sling and a stone. Beloveds, it's time to put thought and effort into what you're going to do to solve your problem, the problems of humanity, or whatever it is you're facing. It's a necessary time for victory. Planning and strategy are spiritual, and they're necessary to overcome everything that you will be facing. This is to say that even Jesus understood that for the successful completion of a thing, planning and strategy are essential. That's our teaching for tonight, and that's for those that love planning and strategy because it brings them more coherently into God's love and plans for victory.
Thank you, Sue. Wow. That was a really good teaching. I like that. You covered three separate Bible stories in that teaching, and they were all good. And what I really will comment on is the feeding of the 5,000, which, like you said, was more than 5,000. That just was talking about 5,000 men, but there were women and children that they don't often, for some reason, include in that number. But what I did get from that was something that wasn't mentioned in the teaching, Sue, in this version of the teaching. And it was that not only was everyone full and everybody ate this incredible miracle of five loaves and two fishes from a schoolboy's lunch, as it were, that gave it to Jesus to use to have this miracle happen. But there were also 12 baskets of leftovers after everyone was fed that the disciples picked up, 12 baskets. And I think it's interesting because of the number 12. And maybe that was one basket for each of the disciples. I don't know. But there were quite a few leftovers. You know, in other words, they had way more leftovers than they started with five loaves and two fishes. That was terrific. I find that to be an amazing part of the story too. But the idea of planning and strategy is really good. And we have a plan. We had a plan for the big call. It got bigger than we thought it would become. But, you know, that's where God entered in and did the multiplication of ears to hear that I didn't anticipate. I was told early on that we would have the largest call and we'd be the last one standing and that type of stuff. But I thought, well, that's all great. That's fine. I'm sorry, that's my noise. I'm trying not to make it. But you think about it, over the last year and a half, we've really been getting the call out to quite a few listeners in their own language all over the globe. And the same thing is still true in the last let's call it months, we're averaging over 17.5 million listeners internationally with the big call. So I'm very happy that God has multiplied our numbers and that we're communicating with quite a few people. And hopefully that's important and it makes a difference to you that are listening. And thank you for the feedback from Canada, as we did give a kind of a shout-out to Canada. Don't get me started on Canada, or I'll go a while with Canada. I love Canada. I thought it was great. I've been there a number of times, not as many as some of you, but, you know, I really enjoyed it. So thank you coming back at me, Canada. This teaching, Sue, was really good. We've talked a lot about David and Goliath. I don't think I've got anything too new to offer in that regard. But regarding planning and execution, or planning and strategy, what's interesting about that is I remember in tennis, Sue, it was always strategy and tactics. And I think in warfare, it's also strategy and tactics. And but planning, you know, I love the fact that we're all planning. We planned on our projects. We did project planning. Sue did a lot of work helping our listeners to get their projects ready to go in a nice, concise presentation format that could be used to present at the Redemption Center. And those are really very positive things that Sue put together with our listeners. And that was planning, and she had a strategy for it as well. And I just think it turned out really well. And, you know, it's really important, and sometimes we lose track of this, but our projects, the number one thing they wanted in our projects was the idea of employment. Job creation is how they put it. Job creation. Are we creating new jobs in our projects? That was the number one thing. But I think we all did that. I think we all did that in our projects, and that's something just to keep in mind when you go in and present. Talk in terms of your job creation. But, you know, that is a strategy, Sue, that we had as a result of the planning that you did in getting everyone to create a presentation. So that is what I received from the teaching and made me think of that. So thank you very much, Sue, for that. I enjoyed the teaching. Thank you for bringing it. And it was really cool because it did combine aspects of three different Bible stories. I can't help that. That's my head moving. Sorry. Bob, you're a planner, major planner, big-time planner, and you use strategy. You use strategy and tactics in baseball as a pitcher. You use strategy and planning and strategy and tactics in your business. And you have definite planning, and you had a strategy for your mastermind group, which you created. So talk to us about what you gained from this teaching and how it applies to you.
Yeah, I thought it was really great. It's, you know, using a story of David and how he very methodically planned out what he was going to do, but then to actually execute it, you know, and it's like you were mentioning a baseball pitcher, a pitcher always develops a plan that starts with his catcher and his pitching coach and analyzing the team that they're going to be playing against and who is likely to be coming up to bat for that team, because teams have many players and they're always using the same lineup, so there's contingencies, and they analyze all the tendencies and weaknesses and strengths of all the given hitters, and then they say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to utilize this sequence of pitches for this batter, then different for that one, different for that one. And then because we know their tendencies, the first time they come up to bat, the second time they come up to bat, and maybe the third inning, the third time they come up to bat, and maybe the sixth inning. And so he's going to change your tactics for each batter, each time they're up to bat. And then that's all well and good, but then you have to be able to actually do it, meaning you have to have command and control. So control means, can I throw this pitch over the outside corner? Can I throw this pitch high and inside, low and inside? That's control. But then command means you not only threw that pitch, but you threw it with the proper expectation, a certain speed, with a certain break. And it's all very well to throw a pitch right over the outside corner, but you know, if the guy who's up to bat's really good at hitting pitches on the outside corner and you miss it, you know, by an inch, he could easily hit a home run.
That's right.
So that command has to be that pitch that hits the outside corner with a break away from that hitter.
Right.
It's maybe not quite so much the fat part of the bat, right? And so that's just a simple, you know, example, but for people that are that have projects that they have in mind and have been working with Sue on, you know, it gets a lot more complicated than that. And then finally, you know, to have the teachings from the Golden Wisdom Bundle is going to be that spirit of it. Because the you can send a pitcher out to the mound, but if he's not really feeling it, if he's not feeling confident in his energy, the energy within him, and maybe he's got the flu, all bets are off. And so if you're, you know, one of the people that's going to be participating in the blessing, and you're going to have to, you know, make your plan, you have to have some big boxes and some smaller boxes, and you have to think about, you know, what the theme of your project is, what your goals are, and especially why. Why are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it for the goodness and shared blessings of all the people that will be served and that will be the servant? And then, of course, you know, as the tactic part you were talking about, Bruce, that's similar to your to-do list. The to-do list kind of has to have an order to it also. You have to pick a structure for your project. You have to have the finances settled for your project. You have to, you know, take that product or service and, you know, actually be able to manufacture it. If it's something you're going to manufacture, like tiny homes, or if you're going to provide counseling at the church, right, you have to have a separate plan for how that's going to be executed. And if it's a product or service, how are you going to distribute it? Is it, if it's a service, is it going to be over a podcast, a Zoom call, a free conference call? And then how are you going to communicate it? How are you going to let the world know it's there, your strategic communications? And what about some risks? What could go wrong? And maybe a whole SWOT analysis and a plan for recruiting your staff. And those are all, you know, the basic things. But then there needs to be an energy to it. And that's when I started thinking about the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And as Sue was saying at the end, planning is a spiritual thing, right? Well, that spirit that's in it, you know, the encouragement that comes from listening to those teachings, the confidence that it gives, the centeredness and focus on the tasks at hand, the gratitude as if it's already happened, the openness that's required, the leadership skills, you know, and ultimately leading to this a whole mindset of limitlessness.
Oh, so
beautiful.
Good, Bob. That is so good. Bob, you took it and ran with it.
Dang. So good and ran with it, and he built up a partner, and he modeled the future of leadership and understanding and connection. That was so beautiful, Bob. Thank you.
When I was playing tennis in high school on tennis team, we did a little of this in college too. The strategy was to serve the ball and hit either in the center line on the tee, okay, which would be on a right-hander to their backhand, or jam them straight into them. So you hit that back line of the service box and it would come up and they'd be frustrated as to whether to take it on the forehand or backhand side because it jammed them. Or to hit the far corner for a right-hander, it'd be the far right corner of the service box. And to practice this strategy, we used to have, the coach would put tennis cans in the corner for the wide serve, in the middle, right on the service line for the jam serve, or on the tee right there on the inside of the tee for the one that would hit, be on the far end of the backhand. And if we knock that can over, I'm going to say if we even hit it, but if we hit it and knocked it over, we get a milkshake. We would get a milkshake every time we did that. So that was the incentive that we had at the time in high school to be able to pull that off. Did you ever encounter any of that, Sue, when you were playing tennis? Did you have a strategy in mind?
No, but I'm getting some pretty powerful insight from your story, actually.
Okay.
Because talking about planning and strategy and listening to Bob just like be so aware of moving into this next phase of our life and the kinds of thinking and feeling, just like Christ did. He looked out when he was in a situation, which is, let's say it's somebody, there are two things that are going to be happening. There's your personal situation, what's going on inside of you personally, and this is the big shift. And then there's doing the projects. So we know there have been plenty of people that have started businesses, started companies. We have a world that is based on kind of a model of reality that is literally going to be shifted as soon as quantum computing, the QFS, everything quantum gets turned on. Reality is going to move at the rules of the game are suddenly going to change. And it's not going to be, here comes my point about you, it's not going to be rewarding just what you can do physically with a little milkshake and like making you stay just sort of like a biological Pavlov dog. Okay, this is what we'll do. We'll get him to practice and we can... Well, it's true.
Sure, this isn't baloney on the ceiling.
The point is, this is the big point. The planning and strategy, the things that, you know, the pod has been so disciplined and so invested in, and I'm sure many people, whether you get to come to these leadership classes or not, the thing to be learning is how to harness the power of your heart and your mind like Christ with light and wisdom. But it's got to be intrinsic. You've got to be like a Christ and walk into a meeting or walk into a room or hire the people so that you can be looking out at the multitude. And instead of it being all noisy and like, yeah, you're going to have to be quietly, strategically. Christ didn't need a big rock band playing, you know, yay, go Christ. He needed to be quiet. This is the difference. Things are going to be moving around so quickly.
Yep.
Like, the whole thing is going to be different. It's not going to be like, oh, yeah, I know this person's going to be here. Everybody's going to be going through a reality change. It's going to be like 5,000 people being hungry. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have golden Christ light, intrinsic. What's inside of you? How strong can you concentrate your energy so you can see through the situation? And we'll be talking about a class that's coming up. You have to be able to be lucid. Christ was incredibly lucid. It's like, imagine 5,000 people showing up, 5,000 people. And on the spot, you've got to develop a system to distribute it. What does that take? That took direct, deep knowing and connection to the bigger field. I'm going to call it the quantum field. It's the God field. It's God. He had such a direct, and so can all of us, such a direct, immediate, he just went, okay, what do I need here? And he got it. He said, okay, put them in groups like this. Let's do it like this. That is the kind of leadership that we're going to need that's flowing through you as you, that isn't going to require something like hooking you to go play tennis hard. It's got to be intrinsic. And the big shift is going to be in planning and strategy. So the two things, I'm going to finish right now, two things. You're caring, you're designing what you need and paying attention for the first time in your life because you're not being hooked by a job or a boss or somebody outside of you telling you this is what you should be doing. You've got to know how to be centered enough, clear enough, and lucid enough to then go into a meeting and be able to sense and feel and be like Christ and make the best lucid decisions. And that's why that story was so powerful. Because it's in you. Even if you've never done that, even if you're like anxious, how am I going to do all this? My life is so busy. It's quieting down. It's slowing down. So that that answer and that energy, just like Christ did, can come through you. And that's the planning and strategy. A lot of people, I don't think, have ever experienced, but they can experience relatively quickly. So thank you both for like highlighting some really important distinctions about what we're about to go through. That's what I got out of it.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. That was really good. And what I think you talked about, the decision, I think the most important decision that Jesus made before he broke the bread and the fish to distribute it was he looked up to heaven and prayed to God so that God would perform that miracle through his only son, Jesus. And Jesus had the power and the godliness as one of the three in the Godhead to execute that miracle, to make it happen. And that was an important decision that he made. And I love that teaching. I think we all took it in a different direction. Like it was all good. It really was, all of us. So thank you very much, Sue and Bob, for your contribution in the comments of that. Sue, this is a time where we'd see if there's any prayer requests, or if there are any, prayer requests that have come in to the big call for tonight. And we know we
Let
keep Master
just...
Scott in continuous prayer because of his strokes. So that's obviously one we continue to pray for, Pastor Scott. Is there anyone else that has written in?
There is. I'm just pulling it up right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Let us do. Come on, load.
Do we have a genie for tonight?
Of course we do. I'm having to go to another
screen.
Hold on a sec. Good thing.
Yeah,
always have, everybody write this down. I'm going to tell you something. Always have backup. Redundancy. Right, Bob? Have redundant systems. Oh, my God. Here we go. Be an angel day.
Ooh.
Thursday, 8:22. Make a difference and become an angel on earth. Angel is a messenger of God. observed on August 22nd each year, it pushes us to become someone's angel of sorts. Whether it's a grand gesture or small, saying thank you when someone helps you, a good gesture goes a long way towards sending goodwill out into the world. By supporting someone in need or recalling someone who supported you, you celebrate the very essence of this day. We will definitely all be angels several times a day once the RV blessing comes to fruition. National Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. She loves cats. She loves cats. We celebrate love for our friendly, furry kitty companions. Never been better day. Thursday, 8/22. Keep your friends close, your dogs closer, and celebrate the companionship of man's best friend. I thought it was going to be about beans, but that's okay.
You thought it was going to be about whom?
It says being, never been better day. It's like companion.
Oh, never been better? Never been better day? Yeah.
I guess it's spelled bean, but I thought it was going to be about beans. Sheep flight day. Friday, 8/23. Hopefully you Globetrotters marked your calendars for Cheap Flight Day well in advance. International Strange Music Day, Saturday, 8/24. Listen to a genre of music or an artist that you usually don't consider. Kiss and Make Up Day, Sunday, 8/25. Exercise your strength by forgiving. Just kiss and make up. Heavenly Father, today we continue praying for the following. All the leaders and billions of listeners for all their prayer requests.
Scott's
health. All the leaders and remember that time?
Thank you, Janie.
I know, she's playing that. Pastor Scott, I just kind of read it. Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgery. Bruce's eyesight. Medbeds. 4B, us, the internet group, to get RV notifications, debt forgiveness, Jubilee, R&R, announcement of Jasara and Nisara, social security increases, update on the quantum financial system, information on political changes, how many days and weeks to complete exchanges if someone is traveling and visiting family in another state or country, blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. It's good, Janie. That's really good. What is it? Take your cat to a vet day? Is that it today?
I guess.
I think it was.
But
I think
left
that was
the page. I don't remember.
No, that's all right. I remember. That's what it was. That was good.
Meow.
Okay.
Did you go meow? Did you just go meow?
Yes, I did.
Meow. That's funny.
Yes. Well, that's good to know. That's really good. And you know what? We always say dogs are a man's best friend, but sometimes kitty cats are a man's best friend. If you're a cat person, you know who you are, and you that are not know who you are not. So, kitty. One thing about cats, they sense that. They know if you like them or not. They know if you're a cat person or not. They know if you're going to be nice to them or not. Believe me, they know a lot more. They feel you and you feel them. It's beautiful. Yep. Okay. I'm done. Sue, that was really good. Thank you for that. Let's pray now for Pastor Scott. Let me just say a short prayer for Pastor Scott. Lord God, we have Pastor Scott in the palm of your hand, healing, getting better every day. And we know he's had multiple strokes. We almost can't even count them, how many he's had, 9, 10, whatever it is, maybe more. Lord God, this is in your hands to heal him and to completely remove the symptoms of those strokes from him. Give him clear speech, clear thought processes, ability to move all arms and legs as needed, and not be stopped off by the symptoms of the strokes. Lord God, we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, and we thank you for your healing touch on our brother, Pastor Scott, right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, anybody else that we need to pray for that you can think of?
I don't think so.
Okay, other than the whole world?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We could do, I think it would be appropriate. I actually sent out, let's do this, because it is important. It's not an individual thing. Why don't we close this and put our hands on our hearts
already
and really
there.
get into the feeling and begin to practice what visionary leaders should be doing. Scratch the should. Which visionary leaders are called
will be doing. Yes.
Are called. It's their calling. And whatever your project, whatever your family situation, just begin to see the whole world bathed in this golden healing Christ light. Just imagine that right now, because it's all being set up, you can't see it with your physical eyes, but your spiritual eyes know that it's already built. And that's what's taken so much courage, is to see with non-physical eyes. So see the oceans cleaned up. See there's plenty of water. See that all the towns have been cleaned up. See that beauty is being brought back to the planet. Mm. See that health is being brought back to the planet. See that care that's maybe never even been here before is all brought back, so that everything is connected in this grid of golden healing Christ light. And see it as if everything is being regenerated. And if you can focus on that and make it for everything, every particle of life being touched by healing, imagine that every particle of life was being given a massage by Christ, was being touched, literally touched. Imagine what that would be like. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm. Amen. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I mean, you think about it, Sue. Rebuilding America, rebuilding internationally, these projects, even cleaning up, literally cleaning up our towns, our cities. Well, it's a big job just doing that, much less the oceans, which hopefully we've got 20 or 30 or 40 people doing that for a project, cleaning the oceans and removing the plastic and recycling the plastic and making all that work. I know that technology is in place and has been for a while, but I think there's always more that can be done. Absolutely. Well, Sue, you brought up some cool things then. Thank you for that prayer. Definitely brought things to mind for projects and stuff for us. When you were going to say golden, I was thinking golden wisdom bundle. I was thinking, you know, everything, and Bob mentioned it in his comments on the teaching, the golden bundle, the golden wisdom bundle. It's so packed full of important planning, strategy, tactics, execution, the whole thing. You know, on what to do when you first walk out of the Redemption Center for the first 6 months to a year, all those teachings that you did in those classes are included in that bundle. of, you know, 20 different courses and 30 different classes, or 30 hours rather, of those five courses and 20 classes. And I just think that's something that for a little time now is still available, and people should get it while they can. Don't you think, Sue?
Absolutely. And I'll give you a reason why. I guess what I'll do is I'll talk about the Golden Wisdom Bundle, because I do have a testimonial that I thought was very appropriate.
Okay.
But let me create a scene first, because I don't think people are, it's almost as if we're standing out in the field with Christ and there are 5,000 people, but it's literally the world. That's the difference. It's the world. And all of a sudden, quantum computing, Nisara Jisara, people getting money that they've never had in generations, The new structure of work, the new structure of relationships, people trying to figure out what is their dream, what does money mean to them, when everybody's going to have money, what is going to happen to the way we look at celebrities and for profit, when you're taught to look outside of yourself because it was an illusion to distract you and say, power, extreme wealth, all these things outside of you, those are the things that you should be shooting for. Why? Because it actually took you away from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you have all the money in the world. You have all the money in the world. And now, for the first time ever, you have to learn, who do I want to be around? What do they stand for? How do I galvanize myself and my family so that I can live a beautiful, healthy, meaningful life, a life meaning, not pleasure, meaning. What has meaning to you? What fills your soul up? What is that going to look like? That's what's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's the strategy, the tactics, and then Christ-based meditation that's going to get you in touch with the deeper part of yourself beyond survival. A lot of people, Bruce and Bob, have been doing what they do because they've been habituated to making money and not knowing what's in their heart. They've been habituated to just doing what they've always done, because to try to figure out how to get out of that, it's just too much work and they don't have the time to think it through. It's a very, very challenging situation for people, because if they've been trapped in a job they hate, but it's making them a lot of money, it's a lot to walk away from that. And usually it gets to a crisis and you have to do it, or a relationship. You have to do it, and you don't have the plan for it. So the Golden Wisdom Bundle is designed to give you the ease to step in and reflect and to know in wise momentum, is the way I would say it. It's going to accelerate the deepening of your inner knowing, your ability to know what's in your heart. It's based on neuroscience and neuroplasticity, and most people don't have access to that. They don't know that you have to slow your brain down, you have to be able to reflect, you have to be quiet, so that God's images and pictures can come in and you can get the insight you need to go forward. To most people, they can't even imagine that. So I'm going to read a testimonial from a woman, and she said, okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sue. She said, thank you for what you gave me today, and it will be multiplied back to you. I realized with each subsequent big call that I needed this bundle in order to successfully do what God has asked me to do. I'll always remember the 1 hour that you spent helping and encouraging me to get back on track with my life over 3 years ago now. It was a powerful and defining moment. And if that 1 hour was so powerful that the lessons learned and used are still releasing God-given wisdom that I received on that day, not only into my life, but the lives of my family and others, imagine how we can all benefit from these teachings. Thank you. Back to resting. Much love. And that's really going to be, Bruce, that's going to be what people are saying about who everyone on this call is if you have the depth. If you have the depth and you can learn to think and practice, and it's a skill. You're not going to just get it by thinking you have it. It's a skill to deepen your awareness, to deepen what you're focusing on. So the first thing we're going to offer, if you, and please don't dawdle on this, it makes me nervous, actually. If you want the Golden Wisdom Bundle, it's 5 different classes. You're only paying for 4, and it's reduced. It should be $550. That's really reduced. It's $300, and what you get is 20 different classes, 20 different meditations that are going to slow you down, but still fun and exciting and novel, and you're going to hear other people. You're going to get the energy of what it's going to be like to be in a group of people that are high energy, high purpose, high connection. So if anybody's out there and listening and they feel isolated or they don't feel like they have people like that in their life, just listening to these calls, your brain is going to start to assimilate, oh, these are the people I can be around. Oh, this is what I'm looking for. And it's going to help you to model and create that in your life. And that's what's important. So if you want to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle, just send us an email to integratedminds, that's integrated minds, at hushmail.com, and put Golden Wisdom 300, and then just put your name, your telephone number, and that you can get Cash App. I called Cash App and I ran a test because I've done this like maybe 20 times. And it literally took 3 minutes, 20 seconds for them to pick up, to use one prompt. You'll be prompted. You want to push the prompt for sending money. They pick up right away. And all you'll have to do is just say, okay, I need help setting up my account. And they do it. It takes 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And they pick up in 20 seconds. So it's like you're going to feel so supported, and I would use that as a model if you're doing anything that's going to have customer service. That's what I would do. So just your name, your telephone number, and that you'd have Cash App. And we will get that out to you in a matter of hours. So that's the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and I'm really, really excited about our class that starts tomorrow night. The go will go out at 4 o'clock, the final go. So you have from 4 to 6:30 to make your investment, which is going to be $150, so it's going to be Friday, the 23rd, Monday the 26th, and Tuesday the 27th, 3 classes. And guess what it's on, Bruce and Bob? It's on being quantum lucid how to be the future leader using quantum computing, quantum finance, and the three skills that you're going to need to know to move in to being like a Christ. And the one thing that I can say about this class that makes it so different, are you ready? Are you ready to work with quantum computing, quantum financing, quantum systems, and are you prepared? Do you know what it's going to take? Do you know the kind of thinking and feeling and action where we're leaving the rules, like literally everybody's used to looking out at a reality, and this is where it's cool for everyone on this call. Everybody's looking out at a reality and saying, okay, this is my reality, what I can see with my eyes. And what's different about everyone that's listening to this call is you're kind of like teenagers. You're like in the 11, 12-year-old age.
Preteen.
And you're preteen. You're like preteens in terms, if you're listening to this call, half of you has learned that your faith, what you know on the inside, is more important than what you can see on the outside. The part you need to learn is how to harness that, direct that, work with Christ, and shape, create, own your power, which is the quantum physics. Quantum physics is the model of reality that will be coming onto the planet that's going to say to you, every thought, every feeling, everything you observe, you're creating. So if you don't like what you're observing, if you don't like what you're experiencing, you want to come to this class and you want to learn, how can I shape what I'm creating in my reality with myself, with my family, so I'm not perpetuating the old reality of what's outside of me is bigger than me. What's outside of me, what I'm experiencing is my identity. It is not. It's what you're choosing to identify with. So this class is a master class, a master strategy class called Quantum Lucidity. Why it's critical for humanitarian founders to shape a radically new future. And if you want to get the inside peek into how you can quickly harness your thought, harness your feeling, get really clear, get really strong, let me give you an example. You know how people like to watch Olympians and they like to watch sports performers, and you get a charge from watching somebody that's really, really excellent? Do you know why that is? Because they have practiced the practices that are going to be in quantum lucidity. When you see anybody do something with discipline, rigor, and excellence, and they put their heart into it, and you can feel it, you can see it, you can sense it. Why is that? It's because it's running through them, and you can feel it when you come near them. You can feel it. It's like me meeting the guy that ran through the Death Valley race at, 140 degrees for 4 nights. I had to stand next to him just to see what kind of a person can do that. Not stop running for 4 days in 140-degree heat? I said, how did you do that? I want to know. That's what you're going to get out of quantum lucidity. That's who you're going to need to practice. That's what you're going to want to harness, is how to take that light of Christ that nobody's told you really how to do, and take what the military knows, what sports performers know, what neuroscientists know about getting it into your body, harnessing your thought, and applying it so that you can be the person that can walk into the room, be like the 5,000 fishes of Christ, and be able to work either with the people in the room and yourself, but harness the power of your intention, your focus, and your preferred outcome to get this new reality kickstarted. And if you don't have it, this is your picture of reality. You're bombarded by everything outside of you. Everything is changing really quickly. You don't know how to sort of strengthen, intend, and concentrate your thought and your focus. And you're kind of going in and you're overloaded by paying attention to everything outside of you. This is going to flip that on its head, and you're going to leave being very clear, being very confident, having some very simple exercises and practices, just a few, so you can master how to harness that incredible internal Christ energy and actually have it come to this planet. So if you want to join us, just send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put lucid. Put lucid. It's $150. Say, I'm in. You've got to have Cash App if you're not already in the group. The people that are already, you know, with us, they know what to do. But just put Cash App, your telephone number, I'm in. And try to do that early, because it starts to get really busy with everybody responding to the class. You'll listen to Bruce's intel. It's just really easy if you can help us and we add you to the email list, because it's like having a dinner party and everybody's coming in at the last minute going, oh, I need the number, I need this, I need that. So yeah, whatever you can do to get that to us. And I'm going to leave you with this. We are all becoming masters in Christ. Have that image of yourself. Start to own your worthiness, to own who you are, what you can do. Be humble, yes, but own your light and intend that your light be at its strongest to serve what needs to get done. And if you want to be with a group of people that are going to be in joy and strength and authentic, even in their imperfections, but authentic power, then you're going to want to be in this group for Quantum Lucidity, how to be the humanitarian founder you're meant to be. And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, that'll be a really good class, a really good course on quantum lucidity. And all they need to do is put in the subject line lucid, L-U-C-I-D, lucid, and have Cash App. The cost for the class is $150. It's for three separate nights, starting at 7:25 p.m. tomorrow night, Friday, the 23rd. And then it also includes Monday and Tuesday at the same time, 7:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time, excuse me. Gosh, I don't want to get off daylight savings. Eastern Daylight Time, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Wow, that was a great segment. A lot of cool stuff in there. Yes, and send an email also for the Golden Bundle. 300 in the subject line, Golden Bundle 300, again, available using Cash App. Okay? Thank you very much, Sue. Excellent. I'm relaxed. I'm into my inner self right now. I'm going within.
No, that's a really good, that's Andrew Huberman, who's a, Bob and I, it's a favorite of Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he talks about a 10-second pause
Mm-hmm.
It lets your brain rest. Just 10 yeah. seconds, and your brain resets. Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, Bruce. I need a global mind reset is what I need. But, and we're getting it. We're getting our global currency reset. So we already have, you know what? This is a major thing. We already are on the quantum financial system. All of our accounts are on the quantum financial system now. As of night before last at midnight. That was Tuesday night. I believe that's right. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? At midnight, we transitioned over. And we're also on the USN. The USN is the currency that we have our money digitally representing us, which is asset-backed. Well, Bob, I know there's stuff on the way to us in the way of Myotrol right now. And unless there's a weather delay or a weather problem, it could be there as early as lunchtime tomorrow. Share something about that with us and share any testimonials and anything else that you wish, Bob.
Sure. Be happy to, Bruce. Sue, that mm-hmm. new class sounds really great. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, spooky science at a distance.
Oh, sorry. I had it on mute. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. You're amazing. Sorry.
Sounds really
positive
great.
Refreshes.
Quantum.
Yeah.
Quantum everything. That's what you should call it.
Yeah, quantum everything. Yeah.
So, just to remind people, Bruce, we have this really great sale going on. Lots and lots of people use our collagen. I mean, we order collagen many thousands of jars at a time. So many people want it. And right now it's 25% off, and you can get your vitamin C to go with it, which helps the collagen work many times better. And we put that on sale as well. And then also, because we've been getting so many testimonials about people having great luck with their digestive system, taking collagen, we've done lots and lots of research on why that is. And we decided that we would also put 25% off on our probiotic product, which we know also helps with your digestive system.
Yes.
And we put them all three together in a pile. And we do have some testimonials, Bruce. We got a couple about Good Night Formula, which is not unusual.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. We must have over 1,000 testimonials with Good Night Formula now. And this one came 2 days ago. This person said, I've always struggled sleeping at night. After waking up, I'm usually up for 2 to 3 hours. The Good Night Formula helps me to get right back to sleep. I wake up in the morning much better. Thanks,
yep.
Boomers.
That's much better.
The next one said, it's about Good Night Formula, also 2 days ago. Exceptional product. When I need a full night's sleep, I take the Good Night Formula. I've been with Boomers for many years and believe they are the best. I take many of their products, and I feel the difference in my health.
Wow.
Excellent.
There's another
yep.
one about our magnesium
Amazing.
Product. This one says, works great. No more restless legs. It smooths everything out and keeps you on an even keel.
Yeah,
this is... some people take magnesium at nighttime with the Good Night Formula, and some people take it with ashwagandha or even resveratrol. Some people swear by taking a little bit of extra barley at night with the Good Night Formula, that makes all the difference. I know one particular person who does that every night, and that was what really turned the corner for him.
Oh,
I think
wow.
it's all those metabolic enzymes. But those were some of the testimonials that came in. And also, Bruce, you were mentioning about the Myotrol. So, yeah, we had some of the worst weather we've ever had here this morning. Started about 5 o'clock with massive thunder and lightning and woke everybody up early. And it rained and rained and rained and closed down all the highways. But we do know that our Myotrol made it to Ocala.
Oh, that's
of course,
good.
Ocala is
Don't
a couple
away,
hours
Bob.
North. Yeah, a couple hours drive north
yep.
of St. Petersburg. And they're still planning on bringing it tomorrow as long as we don't have another one of those storms that the highways that got closed down today were the exact ones that they'll need to use tomorrow. So we got our fingers crossed, and we'll see what happens. Doesn't make it, you know, on Friday, I'm sure we'll have it by Monday. But it's going to be a really great thing. We'll be able to have enough for everybody. And we've already had many hundreds of people that have been using it and giving us testimonials about it, and all kinds of people, young and old, and professional bodybuilder types, and special operations warrior types, farmers, people that have just kind of gotten old and crumbly over the years as they got into their 80s are restored now. People having much better focus and concentration and balance and strength. And it allows you really to kind of stay up all day and all evening and still be active. Like right now, you know, Eastern time, it's around 10 o'clock here. And, you know, I feel like going and working out before I go to bed. But
wow, that's awesome.
I'll probably just lift some weights here at the house and do some step-ups and things like that. And then take my Goodnight formula with some resveratrol and wind down. Then I got to get in early tomorrow. Because if they bring that truck early in the morning, I'll be there, you know, with Ron to help
offload
the truck.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have to offload quite a few boxes, quite a few hundred boxes that we'll have to move. And we'll get Bill, you know, started right away mailing stuff out tomorrow. And
cool.
We'll send everybody an email if it arrives and we're ready to take the orders. We'll shoot out an email to everyone. An email coming from Boomers, make sure that you open up and see what it says. And Myotrol is such a breakthrough, Bruce. It's like nobody really ever thought that there was going to be something this powerful that would take one of the main aspects of aging, meaning the fact that people lose muscle weight as they age, and along with, like, circulation, it's, you know, it's some of the most important things. And the fact that Eric Kurtz invented a product that comes in a pill that you can take and instantly you start to feel better and you start to have the ability to gain your muscle weight back. And from that biomarker of aging, you're actually able to de-age. So a biomarker is like this. The life insurance companies take a look at your blood work. They took a look at your body mass index and your visceral fat content. And they can make a prediction of when you're going to die within 3 months. And one of the main things that people could do to change that point of view of the insurance companies would be to gain some muscle and lose some visceral fat. And we now have a pill you can take. If you were one of those people that when you were 20 years old, you were a lot stronger and more fit than you are now, maybe your waist was smaller, your muscles were stronger, you could do 15, 20, 30 pull-ups and 50 push-ups and like that. You could, you know, run a mile or two. This is a miracle that now where people can take these pills and they'll give their body the capability to do that again. Now, whether or not you choose to is a different story. Some people will feel like going and doing that. What I would suggest is if you're not going to be the person that goes back to playing tennis, or playing basketball, or going to the gym, or dancing more, or walking more, just do simple things that make you move more. Meaning, wherever you park your car, when you go grocery shopping, park it 20 feet farther away than the closest spot that you can find. And when you come home, if there's parking spots at your apartment complex, park farther away than the closest spot. And even if it's just a thing where you're pulling into your driveway, don't pull your car all the way up to the garage. If you're going to be leaving the car outside anyway, pull it into the driveway, walk the extra 20 steps carrying your groceries, and get into the habit of that type of thing. Of course, any time when you can, you know, climb some stairs as opposed to taking an elevator, you know, or an escalator, you want to do that, even if it's just one flight. So, like, I live on the 9th floor. Sometimes I'll walk all the way down to the first floor to get to my car. Sometimes, depending how much time I have, how much I have to carry, things like that, I might only walk down one or two flights and then take the elevator, the five flights, and it just depends on what I can do. But always my car is parked at least 40 steps farther away than the closest spot. And over time, okay, with other habits like that, and as you get into the habit of changing your habits, you become this habit machine, habit-changing machine, and you begin to notice all kinds of little things that you want to change. So I'm on my cell phone right now, Bruce, talking with you, and it's 10 steps from one end of the room that I'm in to the other, and I walk up and back while I'm talking to you about 20 times.
That's fantastic.
So, probably by the time we're done talking, I'll have walked a quarter of a mile.
That's incredible.
It's just a habit, right? It's instead of sitting in the chair, you know, get up and walk. Now, while I'm reading the testimonials, I have to sit down.
Yeah.
And while I'm reading a little bit about this study I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to sit down. And this is going to be really quick. This study is about stretching. And these doctors did this huge 13-year study with over 3,000 men and women measuring their flexibility. And then they measured them over the years to see who died, who didn't die. And it turns out that people that had really poor flexibility versus really good flexibility, with men, they were twice as likely to die over the course of the study. And with women, it was five times more likely to die. So it turned out with this study that being flexible was even more important for women. Now, they don't know exactly why. They admit, they're like, we don't know what the actual cause is. We're not sure what it is. So these different doctors were speculating about it, saying, well, probably the people that are more flexible they generally move around more, exercise more, and maybe that's it, and, you know, on and on. And I think a lot of it has to do with inflammation, Bruce, you know? Mm. If your body's very inflamed, you're going to have a hard time stretching, right? And people that have lower inflammation are probably more flexible. And it could be that, you know, if you were to measure C-reactive protein, along with the ability to be flexible, there may have been a correlation. So that could be a good, you know, follow-up study. But
right.
Along with that, and you know, we also know from a couple other studies how important it is to walk and how important it is to do step-ups, meaning walk on stairs mm-hmm. or have a simple mm-hmm. place to step up where you're going to step up about 6 inches to a foot, mm-hmm. alternate legs, and just do the step-up. But most importantly, what you do a count of one and three back down. So when you put your leg up, you only take 1 second to push that leg up, but you come down more slowly so that it takes about 3 seconds to come down. The reason is that when you step up, you're exercising different legs, different muscles than when you mm-hmm. step back down. And
that's
it turns
right.
out the muscles when you're stepping back down are the most important ones for balance. And
mm-hmm.
people that do this type of exercise are way less likely to fall. And so if we take these studies where we now know how important walking is, and the stretching study and the study on step-ups, how easy would it be to spend a little time stretching? And they say it can be as simple as just stand there, hold on to something, and bend one of your legs and grab your ankle with that same hand on that side and just stretch that for 15 or 20 seconds. Mm. Do it with the other leg. Another one they said is just practice sitting down on the floor and getting back up. And the older people get, the harder time they have getting up off the floor. But it's
right.
a great exercise. And so if you use that for flexibility, do some step-ups, do some walking, right? And you're going to have a real simple routine that can be followed that can help you be really healthy. And if you're not the kind of person that's really inclined to do more exercise than that, that's going to be enough, especially if you take your Myotrol. It's going to stimulate your genes to help you build those muscles back. Take it together with your Gladiator barley, and you got to really have this amazing winning formula.
Man, that was quite a workout I just went through with you, Bob.
Yeah, I'm working up a sweat.
That was good. That's really good. And you know what else, too, Bob? With everything that's coming in with the Myotrol shipment, should be there before lunch or by lunchtime, maybe sooner. But with that, the folks need to know how to get on the website. And when you go to bigcalluniverse.com, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So when you click on it, it'll take you right into Bob's site, right into the Boomers website. And you'll be able to see all of the different product types. You'll see the three products that are currently on sale, 25% off. You'll see at the footer of the page, his landing page, you'll see a number of things that you can go to watch, podcasts, YouTube archive videos, just a little of everything. And it's really, that's a great way to learn and see what Boomers is all about, of course. And then, of course, look at all the different product categories and what do they say about each product? What is the description? And also, to use the toll-free number, which is on the website, but to have that number handy and maybe even put it in your phone with Boomers, parentheses, Bob, you know, in your phone, it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So use that tomorrow. And if you want to call in for a Myotrol order or to confirm that, yes, I want to make sure that I was on the waiting list for Myotrol and I want to execute that so that I make sure to get that and maybe get it along with a two or three of the sale items or whatever, you know, and let them know that you would like that by calling in. Now, if and being on Friday after the big call on Thursday night tends to be a busy time for the people in the office. So don't worry about just leaving your name and phone number and someone will call you back, and they'll call you back very quickly. I know that I do that sometimes, and then I have a callback, and then I'm able to knock out my order really quickly. So beware that that's the case, and also beware that they will send you information for the circulation mat if you just ask them for it when you call in. Okay? And they'll give you the information you need to know, and then you can execute that whenever you are ready to get the circulation mat, which will increase your circulation by up to 30%, which is really significant if you have peripheral neuropathy, hands and feet. Circulation's not getting there. It's just not happening. So that's a really good idea. Any other ideas, Bob, or anything else that we need to know?
I was just going to say, Bruce, we're expecting many hundreds of people, maybe more than 1,000, to be ordering Myotrol. So this is the time to be patient. If you have to speak to us, that's fine. If you don't get through, leave a message. And normally people will get back to you very quickly, but that may not be quite the case depending how many people call in. And so just be patient. We haven't forgotten about you. The phone system works really well, and we'll have a recording of your message and the number you called from, and we'll call you back. But, you know, until we, you know, get everybody the Myotrol that wants it, it might be a little bit more delay than normal. And the same is true with shipping, right? So shipping, normally when people place an order, it goes out that day or the next day, depending on what time they place the order. But we've got lots of stuff, you know, in place and ready to go, and we'll pre-make lots of envelopes with Myotrol in it, so all we have to do is slap the postage on it. But it could take a little bit longer. We might not be able to get everybody's order out that same day or the day after. So if you're ordering it and you're normally used to getting your stuff in 2 days and it doesn't come for like 4 days, that's just going to be the case for a short period until we catch up.
Now, Bob, if they what was I going to ask you about the Myotrol? So people that are on the waiting list, is the Myotrol in the system where they can just order it like they would any other product on the website?
Yes, it will be. It's not right now, of course. It won't be. Yeah. We won't be doing that, until it arrives, because it has to be in stock. So once it's in stock, you go in, you turn a button that says in stock, and it makes it live on the website. Right now, you can't see it on the website because it's out of stock. But
that's why. Do you think that would change tomorrow, early afternoon?
If we get it at noon, you have to do a number of different things. It's not quite as simple as just pressing one button. There's a number of things that have to be done. And so it'll probably be late afternoon before people can place the order, but certainly you could place it over the weekend. And if you're on the waiting list and you receive an email that says, hey, it's in stock, go ahead and order it. And then, you know, you don't have to wait for us to call you or do something. You can just do it yourself.
And it'd be a lot quicker if you did order it on the website, and then they just ship off of that order.
It is a lot quicker because the shipping system goes in chronological order based on the time of day the order was placed. So they out, you know, they're hierarchied, you know, as, you know, the order that came in the soonest is the one that gets processed first.
Yep. Yep. First in, first out. Well, got it. FIFO.
So if you see your email or you're over the weekend, if you don't really check your emails, if you want to just go and check the website, certainly go ahead and check the website and see if it's been posted up there. Worst case scenario, something happens with the shipping company, and we don't get it till Monday, then we would have to, you know, begin that process on Monday. We're hoping to allow people to do it Friday evening and over the weekends. Anybody that has to talk to us, leave a message, and we'll have a few people returning all those phone calls, and we'll get to them as fast as we can.
There you go. Well, the good news is it made its way into Ocala, Bob. It's already in Ocala, and that's not that far. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's really good news. And really the best news is Eric Kurtz's invention that he worked on for 6 years with a vision of like the most exceptional possible thing he could dream up. And here's a man that already holds 40 patents on nutraceutical products, and this is his crowning achievement in the fact that we could get somebody to actually make it in a, you know, in an FDA-approved facility that's NSF certified, and they're like, okay, we'll take it on. We know it's brand new, but we'll make it for you, and they did. So that's the miracle, is that it's actually in jars, in pills, it's perfect, and now people can get it. And it's since the invention of Gladiator barley, this to me is the greatest nutritional invention that we've had in the last 15 years. Yeah.
Excellent. Wow. Well, thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you have a time hack?
I do. It is.
Okay.
Wow, it's 10:36.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. That was great. I love all the information about it, about Myotrol and all the other things. And this will be really, really good. Okay. Thank you, Bob. I'm going to go ahead and get right into Intel without doing a major shout out to Canada, although I would love to. Let's start with, let me see, I got a little bit sidetracked. I need my 10-second pause, which I'm not going to take, but I need it. I think the first thing that we need to talk about is what is showing up on Redemption Center screens. Yesterday we had 9 currencies show up. 9. This morning there were those 9 that showed up, and then next thing you know, we've got 12 showing up. And then later in the afternoon, we had 15 currencies showing up. And these were currencies with live rates. I mean, let's not call them live rates, with real solid rates on the screens. Now, we know there are 19 currencies total that are going up in value, and one of which is the USN. Is one of the currencies, our United States note, or some people call it United States new, meaning new dollar, would be showing up as USN on the bank screens and redemption center screens and on the Forex. Okay, so we know we had 15 currencies as of this afternoon that lit up, that were there, and that's good. And we'll get the rest of them probably tomorrow would be my guess, but we don't know that, of course, not tomorrow yet. But what I like is that we've heard about a couple of things regarding rates. I mentioned last time that the contract rate on the dinar would be offered to you, and it is just under a hundo right now, and it's on its way to that number. should be there by the time we go in for our exchanges and our redemption of Zim. And really, we've seen increases in the Dong as well. And that's a good thing to see. And so that's going to be good for all of us. You guys are going to be very happy at the redemption centers with the rates. I have to tell you that the rates, the screen rates at the redemption centers are going to be 3 times higher than the bank rate on the dinar and twice as high as the screen rate in the bank on the Vietnamese dong. So you've got factors there. The other currencies, I can tell you this much. The other currencies, oh, let's take the Bolivar and some of these other currencies, are going to all be between 4 and 7. Between 4 and 7. And that's dollars. That's really good. So we're going to be in good shape on all rates. So don't worry about that. I did want to cover that. Let's see. Let's go into what's happening with the emails. Now, remember I told you that emails were going out to the Redemption Center operatives, or I call them leaders, the Redemption Center leaders. And remember, there are quite a few east of the Mississippi. There's a lot west too. There's quite a few total that these emails are going out to. They have not received the email yet. They don't have the green light at the Redemption Center. They have not received them yet. But it's anticipated that they will receive those approximately 4:30 tomorrow afternoon after the markets close, and it should be pretty close to 4:30 in the afternoon that those emails are received at the redemption centers. Now, when do we receive our emails? We don't know that yet. We don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be Saturday or Sunday. It's hard to say. It really is. But we know that bondholders are expecting their emails will go out Sunday night. Sunday night. So that a lot of those guys won't get access to their funds until Monday or maybe even Tuesday. The bondholders. Okay? Now, the other thing that is really interesting about us is it looks like our start for notifications and exchanges could start over the weekend with notifications. It could defer to Monday with exchanges starting either Monday or Tuesday. That's very possible. However, what we're looking forward to in receiving our emails, which will have the toll-free number that we call in them, is that we're looking to receive them in conjunction with the emergency broadcast system. And here's how it's expected to work. The EBS, emergency broadcast system, is going to be on television. Now, the EAS, emergency alert system, we always get those alerts on our cell phones. So what they're going to do is alert us on our cell phones to tune into a television to get the EBS announcements. Now, when are they to start? I'm hearing EBS is to start over the weekend. I don't know if it's Saturday. I don't know what day. If it's Sunday, don't know. But get this. We've been talking about this generally, or other people have, for years. Years we've been looking for EBS announcements. Okay, they're going to be on for 8 hours, three times a day. I don't know if the 8 hours is going to remain the same and repeat two more times in a 24-hour period, which would be 8 times 3 is 24, that's a day, and it's going to continue like that for 10 days. Now, that's not darkness. That's 10 days of disclosure. And it could end up being 12 days, but I'm hearing 10 days of disclosure. Okay? 24 hours a day. And I'm sure could get a little repetitive, but we'll have to see. And hopefully it holds our attention and we're able to get a lot out of it. I can only imagine what it might include. But what good things could it include? Could it include announcements about Nisara or Jisara and what that includes, like R&R, like debt forgiveness, debt jubilee, the release of our mortgage, our mortgages, in other words, the zeroing out of our mortgages? Could it include the release and the removal of credit card debt? Both of those are huge factors in our debt jubilee or debt relief. I would think that would be part of it. What else could be included? It could include some of the trafficking information that we know about from the tunnels and the whole adrenochrome problem and so on. It could include a lot. I think they'll throw some sweet in with the sour. I think we'll have a mix, but I don't know exactly what all we're going to see. But can you imagine this is finally going to take place starting this weekend and go for at least 10 days? Now, what's interesting about that is this is also a cover for us going in and doing our exchanges and our redemption of Zim. So it could be very interesting cover for us to do that so that attention is not on us, but is on the television to watch what is actually being broadcast as far as PBS is concerned. Now, what else? Another thing that might be really interesting is we believe that this is going to occur on all or almost all TV stations. It would be wild if it were, but look at it this way. Mainstream media, main networks, and so on, could be using this emergency broadcast system. You're going to be maybe told where to tune to get it. I don't know if every single station will have it or not, but we'll find that out. It's going to be a surprise to me, but it may be that this is going on, and this is not the same as 10 days of darkness. If there's darkness, guess who it's for? That's right, the deep state, the cabal. Do we lose cell service or electricity or radio or anything like that? No. No, we don't. Forget about it. Who loses that is the cabal. Anybody that they're targeting for arrests, yeah, they lose their cell service. They would lose their internet. Not us. Nope. It's not supposed to happen. We're not going to lose it. I don't care who you're reading online. It's not supposed to be that way for us. Okay? there's been some other misinformation that's been brought out, but I can't remember what it is right now other than that. But I think what we're looking for is right there. It's right at hand. And, you know, it's possible that we get something tomorrow, but I've been told by several sources that it would be the weekend when this occurs. So that to me is still Saturday or Sunday. And we should get this in time, set our appointments, and start exchanges, if not over the weekend, then very early next week. We're just going to have to ride that out and see what happens over the weekend in terms of our emails that come to us. I have heard that the Admirals group will start Saturday, Sunday, Monday, which is interesting because that's the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday would continue it. I think if we do get started Saturday for us, the Redemption Centers will be open Sunday, and they'd be open, obviously, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, etc. But do this. Let's say you're a dong holder. All you have is dong. If you want to help yourself, you'll get the best rate by setting your appointment, using the 800 number, and set your appointment to go to the Redemption Center. Because what you'll get on the dong will be approximately twice as much per dong at the Redemption Center as it would be at the bank. So I know that for a fact because we've been seeing what the rates are. Beyond that, you guys, I think that's so interesting that even the Redemption Centers are waiting just like we are for emails, but they're waiting until 4:30 tomorrow to receive those emails that give them the green light to look forward to everything that we're looking forward to with setting appointments. So we could get something as early as tomorrow evening, but I think it's going to end up being Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. It's just, you know how this thing changes. And even the intel that I had for Sue at 5 or 6 o'clock tonight changed, you know, in the last, you know, in an hour or so later, or an hour and a half later. So things like this do change. Now, we hope that everything is on track for us to receive these and get these exchanges started and really get them started. And we're supposed to have everything well underway before or by the 28th, which is Wednesday. So I think we are in good shape to get that before then. And I don't really believe in the term back walls. That's another term on the big call that's been banned. So just take that for what it is. I think we are supposed to get underway, and all debt forgiveness is supposed to be done by the end of August, which is the 31st. So we'll see if that's what happens. That's really the bulk of the information. Now, I would highly recommend that everyone who hasn't bought it already pick up the Golden Wisdom Bundle, or Golden Bundle 300 is what you put in the subject line, and send an email to Sue. It's only $300. It's not going to be available after the numbers come out. So take advantage of it now while you can. This is really going to prepare you when you come out of the Redemption Center and you really aren't quite sure what to do next. And this will help you to determine what to do next. And it'll give you a lot of cool information, great teaching, great class participation on 20 different classes about 30 hours or so of classes, and it's really a beautiful thing that Sue's done to combine 5 different courses together for you. So get up with her, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. Send her that email and let her know that your name and your cell phone number is in the body of the email and that you have Cash App or you're willing to get Cash App. And it's $300. It's a real bargain. It's $250 off of the value of the $550 that the classes are worth. And they're worth a lot more than that, but that's what you need to know. Also, our new class, which starts tomorrow night at 7:25. The go time is 4 o'clock tomorrow Eastern. Class starts at 7:25 Eastern tomorrow. And I think everybody should let her know by email that I'm in, meaning I'm in for the class. It's $150 for all 3 nights, which is Friday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. Friday night, the 23rd, Monday night, and Tuesday night. So make sure you send that off to Sue, and she'll have a nice class all ready for you. And what you want to put in the subject line is lucid. It's quantum lucidity. But all you need to put in the subject line is lucid, L-U-C-I-D. And she'll know what you mean. And send those emails out to her and let her know. Send them out tonight so she can get some idea of how many people are coming to the class tomorrow night. Also, let's go ahead and pray the call out now. That's really everything I wanted to share with you guys. But let's pray. Lord God, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for us with our open arms ready to receive this blessing. Thank you for your provision, your healing, your love, and your son, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. So everybody have a great night. We should have a good weekend, a great weekend this weekend. So let's see where all of this is going to go, and check your emails over the weekend. All right, everybody have a great time, and we love you, and we will see you on the other side. God bless you.